Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, KFC, the National Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Printmasters, and Tropical Gyros.
Tell me where you've gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long.
You got it locked and loaded to the Tuesday, May 14th edition of Talking Heads. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Today is Tuesday, so you know we are going live to Grand Bahama on the flip side of the break. It is the Freeport Report. Great supplement each and every Tuesday in The Guardian, courtesy of the Grand Bahama News. We'll touch on that. And, of course, Darren Cooper will be our special guest on the flip side of the break. You know how to chime in New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316. 325, anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96, that's 422-4796. Stream us live, take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612, that's how you get it in, that's how you get it on for fresh new smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be talking with Mr. Darren Cooper on the Tuesday, May 14th edition of Talking Heads. The Grand Bahama Report is live on the flip side of the break. And my thoughts, prayers, and heartfelt condolences going out to the family of the late Mr. Loftus Roker, A. Loftus Roker, a definite hero, a legend, a pioneer, a trailblazer in the history of our country. Definitely one of our founding fathers. My thoughts and prayers go out to his family. We need more men like Mr. Roker in our society right now today to make it a better place. So it's a huge loss. And again, my thoughts and prayers go out to his family. Saddened to hear of his passing. Quick break, commercial break, that is. On flip side of the break, we'll be going live to Grand Bahama. I'll be joined by Darren Cooper on the flip side of the break. So keep it right where you got it.
Some medical facilities pride themselves on offering multiple services. At Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center, imaging is what we do. Same goes for imaging at Grosvenor. Whether you need an X-ray, mammogram, CAT scan, or ultrasound, we have a team of board-certified radiologists on staff, on site, each with their own area of expertise. Results are submitted to your doctor within 24 hours. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at 4th Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Grosvenor today.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man. It's KFC.
Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video and look great, then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
We're back at you on the Tuesday, May 14th edition of Talking Heads. Let's go live to Grand Bahama. We got Darren Cooper joining us on the Tuesday edition. Obviously, you know, each and every Tuesday, we got the Grand Bahama News Supplement in The Guardian. Be sure to check that out. Some great coverage of Grand Bahama. But I'm going to ask, you know, Darren to address the headlines of the Grand Bahama News today. Mixed reviews. As you know, we talked last Tuesday on the heels of the Monday, May 6th, Chamber of Commerce meeting in Grand Bahama with Prime Minister Davis, and all four questions were fielded after weeks of much ballyhoo and promotion. So we got a week later now. Now we're hearing, you know, from some Grand Bahamians are satisfied, others are disappointed over the PM speech. So Darren, how are you? I hope the family's well. What's the general feel of Grand Bahama on the 14th? 2 weeks
hey,
now.
Hey, I'm talking here this afternoon with you, Miss Sarah, wherever she may be. Hope that she's enjoying, and she's just sipping on a margarita. Well, Marty, of course, you know, we are 1 week since the Prime Minister's address to Grand Bahama business community, some 237 of us. And of course, yes, there's mixed views from business community. And I think it's more fair to say that there's mixed views, because there are some who's in full support of the Progressive Liberal Party, and then there are some who has legitimate concerns of the state of Grand Bahama and would really want to know more from government and board on the standoff between both of them. And one of the things that we've been calling for, and while many may paint us as if we are port supporters, we're just being trying to get both parties in the room. And I think, you know, a lot of people do not understand, those who may be against the port and saying, hey, just pay the 357, is the fact that the Port Authority has always had an open door policy with us licensees. There's never a time that we called for a meeting or we asked questions that the Grand Bahama Port Authority, even when they didn't want to and we forced them to, they asked for every time. But we have a sitting government who doesn't see the need to respect the people enough to be able to sit with us and to have a dialogue and to have a real conversation, so that we'd be able to get a better understanding of this. And while some naughty wishes to paint Darren as the supporter of the Port Authority, I've had the privilege of sitting with them on three occasions to be able to get answers to questions that I would have had. We've written to the government after meeting with the Port Authority the first time after we demonstrated and protest at their doors. We met with the Port Authority 11 days later. Less than 30 days, we had 12 questions answered that was put in the public domain that we asked the port. We've not had the government even given us the time or the day. Okay, you met with the chamber, you met at the Chamber of Commerce, but you selected the four questions that you would answer out of the, I would say at least about probably 80 to 100 questions that may have been published. Some may have been the same questions, but you didn't take the time out to even open the floor to hear from the business community, the people who've been weathering the storm in Grand Bahama. So yeah, there could be mixed views. And I'm not hearing on my end, everyone that I'm communicating with is basically saying the same thing. The government at the port needs to sit and talk. We need to get a better understanding of what's going on. This doesn't look good for us. This doesn't help us. This is this and that is the other. And to always simply bring action for those who have been for a better dialogue and for those both parties to come around the round table. Port has agreed to meet with government and us, the business community. Government has denied the offer. And I have a letter, I have a written letter, Naughty, from the Ministry of Grand Bahama, signed by Harcourt Brown, telling me that the government is not, and I also have a voice note from the former press secretary who is telling me that the prime minister will not meet with the port and the business community. What the government has to hide. And so these are facts that I have, and I'm prepared to lay them on the table wherever they wish me to lay them. And so, you know, the government has something they are hiding from the people, are the people they represent and the people they work for. The port don't work for us. The port has an agreement. Port ain't obligated to listen to us. They have an agreement. But the government is an elected body by the people of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, and they are obligated. But I guess at times they allow the power to get to their head.
Darren, I mean, you've said a mouthful in that. I think you've... And I wanted you to speak, you know, clearly to it like you did, because there was a lot coming out last week on the heels of the meeting. And questions that I'm going to put it out like this. Obviously, the PLP propagandists and trolls were pushing a certain narrative. I wanted to hear from more Grand Bahamians, more licensees, more stakeholders, more people involved. I think a week later, I have a better understanding after talking to you as well that why some Grand Bahamians were satisfied, others were disappointed. I feel like the majority are still disappointed more than satisfied. And I'm glad to hear that other Bahamian licensees and stakeholders and folks who had an interest in this got to voice their opinion. Because initially coming out, it looked like some non-Grand Bahamians, I mean like paper Grand Bahamians saying, hey, this was a great speech, but what about my Grand Bahamians, if you know what I mean?
Naughty.
And one person couldn't speak for over 200 licensees. That was another thing that was being put out. And I was like, no, one person cannot be speaking for all 200 licensees if only four questions were answered.
Well, the reality of it, when the Chamber of Commerce President James Carey was speaking, you know, he was speaking for license. He was speaking at the Chamber representative, at the Chamber President, who represents businesses, which was not the views and opinion of many other businesses, because I'm not a Chamber member, but I respect the Chamber as the spokesperson for businesses. So if the Freeport Business Association, which I'm proudly a part of, decides to issue a statement, which I was very much aware of, it spoke for those persons that are affiliated with, which comprise of at least 40 that I'm aware of, big businesses in Grand Bahama. 40. So this ain't no mom and pop shop knocking about the place. These are corporations here in Grand Bahama. So we could debate who they speak for and who they don't speak for. But when the chamber spoke, they represent businesses throughout Grand Bahama, even though they don't have 100 members. And Grand Bahama has over 3,000 licensees in the city of Freeport. And that's not in Grand Bahama proper, the whole of Grand Bahama. So the chamber represents Grand Bahama Chamber of Commerce, the business community. So when the president was speaking and calling for this meeting, I guess many others who probably were not chamber members should have opened their mouth and said, "But he don't speak for me." They didn't say that. And it was so disingenuous that one of the media houses would carry the story of the chairman talking about they don't know who we are, but we're the same group that organized a whole educational seminar that had over 123 licensees a part of that meeting.
Yeah, and they didn't want to talk that.
That same media house carried the story of the educational campaign. And many other statements that would have been released by the Freeport Asian License Association. And now, all of a sudden, because the chamber, because the chairman wants to ask a question through his media house, who we are, well, go back, because we are the same group that you addressed in one of your WhatsApp messages as if we were being paid by the Port Authority to be their spokesman. So you know who we are. We're very active, and you know who we are because we have ran a successful campaign for education of licensees in the Hawks Agreement. So it's very amazing that Alzheimer's has kicked in to many of them who now wants to question who this group is and who they speak for.
Now that was you answered one of my questions that I had for you, but why is it that every time somebody disagrees with this administration, especially in Grand Bahama, you hear vehemently from the chairman of the party, but you also hear in mass unison propagandists coming out forcing a narrative that makes no sense.
And so, you know, I don't really let the narrative or what is being said get to me, because you know some of these persons speak, but they don't speak with facts. And some of them speak based on whatever the chairman put in their PLP group and say, this is the talking point for the day. This is what we're sticking to. But the truth be told, when I'm opening up my mouth, I'm asking the question, what do the government of the Bahamas has to hide? I go based on correspondence that I'm holding. Because on March the 4th, 2022, and this is how long, see, when some of them are just trying to catch up in the battle from 2022, and we've been at this from the FNM time, calling for both parties to meet. Darren Cooper sat on the revitalized board for the city of Freeport as a licensee. Some 40 licensees, and some of those who are now on the side of the PLP and are stroking the narrative of the PLP are some of these same members that offered suggestions under the FNM administration, and now all of a sudden they get stodgy and don't remember what they were suggesting. So we wrote separate from sitting on the Reef board and revitalized board. The board went dormant for a minute, and then I started drawing questions to the president and to executives about the state of Grand Bahama. Even though I was a board member, I was only a board member lending my knowledge of suggestions on what we think would be best for the island. When the Prime Minister talked about derelict buildings in our city, he knows very well that the Grand Bahama Port Authority do not have grounds legally to remove any building. The Grand Bahama Port Authority do not have grounds. They cannot go and shut down a store if the store is in breach or the store don't have a license. They need other authorities, which they have to go through other channels to get this authority to be able to. So they're just a board that doesn't really, honestly, don't really have real power. They needed the government involvement to be able to give them clause to amend the clause that they needed to be able to go after derelict buildings, to use their funding to either demolish it or to beautify it, and then be able to pump the money back. So the buildings that they would have removed, they're basically doing them after getting approval or forcing the owners to take down or to beautify buildings. And if owners don't want to comply, there's absolutely nothing the Port Authority can do to those owners. Nothing. And the Port Authority don't have as much power as we believe they do. They need government involvement. And so we lend our voices. We lend our suggestions. We gave input. And I remember this was under the FNM. During that call, it was Peter Turing with Michael Pindad, Crazy Thompson, Aaron Lewis, Makisha Parker, Edgecombe, all on a call with us licensees lending our input on getting the need to make some bylaw changes to be able to give this body the authority that they needed to begin to clean up the city and to do some more things as we were calling for as licensees and residents in the city of Freeport. But it didn't happen under the Minister's administration. It then trickled over into the PLP. And we've been from 2022, January of 2022, trying to get a couple months after the PLP won government, to get this entity, this body, this Prime Minister that said he will be the voice and the representation for the business owners in Grand Bahama we were trying to get him to come to a room to be able to hear the concerns that we have, and then for them to be able to get around the round table and iron out the differences and chart the way forward for Grandma. So while some naughty is just jumping on the bandwagon in 2024, Dan has been trying to get this meeting happen from 2022. We wrote to the Port Authority in March 4th of 2022 with several concerns we had, signed by three licensees and a petition attached to it with some 98 signatures of licensees saying we endorse these 12 questions. We are asking this to them. The port then brought us a letter April 4th with the answers of 12 questions answered detailed. And one of them was, do government play a role in the hindrance of growth of Grand Bahama? And they said yes in the correspondence that was published in the public domain, that government has a responsibility. We then, after meeting with the port on the 15th of March, we then requested a meeting with the minister and the government on the 30th of March, because we weren't satisfied, Naughty, with the port response to us. And we were not prepared then, nor are we prepared now, to side with any entity. So when we met with the port on the 15th, we then came together as the licensees that were in that meeting with all of the ports, none was missing, all of the executives. Even one was in France, flew to Grand Bahama because we demanded a meeting in person with everybody. Came back, met with us. We were able to lay our concerns out and iron them out. We then said, okay, we hear what y'all say. We hear what y'all are saying. We then asked the government on the meeting, on the 29th, sorry, we got a response on the 30th, giving us two available dates. And then our letter was very clear. We wanted to meet with the government and the Port Authority. They came back and they gave us Thursday, April 7th, 2022 at 10 a.m. or Friday, April 8th at 10 a.m., 2022. On the 4th of April, Naughty, they then sent us back another correspondence and advised us that the government of the Bahamas is not prepared to entertain such conversations. These are documents I'm holding in my hand.
Well, why? My question again is, why so much smoke and mirrors? Why there's always like the avoidance of being accountable and transparent in this regard?
Because
and then they want people to accept the fact that we can't get an answer.
The Prime Minister made some comments in his speech on the 6th of March, on the 6th of May, that he met with the Grand Bahama Port Authority. And during that meeting that he met with them in 2022 of June, which is long after we've been asked, which is before we asked for the meeting before, he met with them after. He then said in his speech that the meeting that he had is to advise them that the government is now going to implement Clause 5(1)(c) of the Hawkesville Creek Agreement, which says government, which if you look at the agreement, 5(1)(a), b, and c is talking about government sending a bill, government identifying the shortfall in c, and then the port compensating them. So you tell them in 2022 that you are going to implement, this is what he said, that they are going to now implement 5(1)(c) of the agreement, which is government shortfall. Okay? 2 years later, you then sent a bill. You then, 2 years later, sent a bill. But in our conversation, because after the Prime Minister's speech, the Port Authority has been inundated with text calls and emails questioning them about the Prime Minister's speech. And in my understanding, the meeting that would have been had was not about implementing 5(1)(c). It was about a demand of a sale, of them selling their share of the port, and them not agreeing to the offered amount. Then, in August of 2022, he decided that he, in a letter, is now going to force takeover by telling them, I'm now going to take 5(1)(5)(1), because the Prime Minister did not get what he got. And matter of fact, for the record, the information from what I've been advised, there was a first meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister before there was a meeting with the Prime Minister.
What?
And in the meeting with the Deputy Prime Minister was the same meeting that the Prime Minister came with. Basically saying, look, we ain't want y'all no more. This marriage ain't working. We want a divorce, time for you all to go. Not the way we do business. And that's not the way we would want people to do business with us. So let's give to people what we want. Okay? And these are things that I've been advised on what I just said. So at the end of the day, the governor of the Bahamas, Naughty, and I even said on Guardian Radio, has something that they are hiding from the licensee of the Grand Bahama Port Authority because they are refusing to meet with us. The Prime Minister will meet. He will come and he will meet with his selected PLP group, and then he will go to his PLP supporters, and he would open the mic and he would allow those around the table to speak. While we, the licensee who are carrying Grand Bahama, has to be mute and just listen.
All right, let me ask you this, Darren, because you made some great points. But let me ask you this. What does Darren, and I guess you speak for a lot of the licensees because you're in contact with them, but what do other licensees want to see moving forward? What's the best way? What's the best solution to this, in your opinion?
Naughty, the best solution and the only solution for this matter is for the stakeholders, the Port Authority, and the government, and stakeholders being the licensees, coming to a round table, coming to a setting, and mitigating and discussing our issues. Are we licensees satisfied with everything that the Port Authority has not done? No, we're not. Do we have concerns with the Grand Bahama Port Authority? Yes, we do. But we have the same concerns we have with the port, we have with the government. So the solution to this, Naughty, is for our government to understand that they are bigger than this, they are better than this, and they should come to the round table and to deal with this. The way they are dealing is unacceptable. They're dealing like mafias. They're dealing like gangsters. This is unacceptable that a government who should be a little more responsible should want to address this entity in the public domain. And the Prime Minister, he never tackled, he never spoke about the Port Authority publicly. You did. Your first visit back to Grand Bahama from Dubai, you said that investor confidence is on the all-time low because of the Grand Bahama Port Authority. And you didn't think that would have raised concerns to us licensees. Then you went in the House of Assembly and you indicated that you are going to deal with the Grand Bahama Port Authority. So the route in which our government chose to take in reference to this matter is unacceptable for us. We are calling on our government, we are calling on our city managers to get to a round table with a group of licensees. And let's iron this out. I believe, Norton, that this is really a push of one man that we believe may be a financier of the party. And wants, because he now can do this to this government, wants to push for this entity to be in the spotlight in which it's in. And so I would say that we are not going to sit by and allow this to happen. I have great investments in Grand Bahama. I have great concern. And this is not a place that I visit. This is a place that I live. I don't know how Nassau. I couldn't tell you about the groves. I couldn't tell you about over the hill. But I could tell you about 8 Mile Rock. And I could tell you about Pinless Point. I could tell you about Hawksville. I could tell you because this is where I live. This is where I live. And so we need both entities to come to the... I mean... Matter of fact, we need the government to come to the table because the port is to the table to reach. And for the government to reach with an open mind on how do we now work towards a better Grand Bahama. If this means the port, you are not doing X, Y, Z, this is our position, this is our fair position, then this is let us be a part of that conversation because we are not here siding with the port. We just want, at the end of the day, some protection for ourselves as licensees. And some things that the government is doing doesn't make sense to us as licensees. And it got to make sense, Naughty, for me to be able to buy into it. You know, I'm not just going to be a PLP and say, well, whatever Fred say, whatever Brave say, I gave it a dot. I'm too big for that. I'm not a child. You do that to kindergartens, not to adults. I have a mind of my own. And I can think on my own. And I want it to make sense as relates to my island, to my city, and where I do business.
Boy, Darren, I mean, I'm getting some texts in here now. And, you know, I don't know if they made facetious Abaco taxes, but they're like, naughty independence for Abaco and Grandpa.
I agree.
I'll take a step back and assess it. But basically what I'm seeing here, Darren, is after much to do, much pomp and much circumstance, we still have a majority of the licensees and stakeholders in Grand Bahama and business owners a little disgruntled, a little left in the dark, because I don't see a consistent, clear path forward here. I see more back and forth and red tape and the hokey pokey, like with this administration, I'll put one foot in, take the next one out. And
one of the things that I want governments to understand is that they represent the people, the views, the opinion of the people, not theirs. And if we in Grand Bahama was not speaking and speaking out, then I guess we could have said silent, give consent, and so we're agreeing with what the government saying. But the fact that there are still some people like a Darren Cooper and a Kirk Antoni and many others who are saying this doesn't make sense. And whether they say, oh, this is this particular person writing these stories to keep the narrative, it doesn't matter. These names are legitimate names. Darren is a real person. These are real. These are not going in under the sky. These are not going in under anonymous. These are real people with real concern. And I'm disappointed in the present government of today, because what we were promised as residents of Grand Bahama, we are not getting. And for the Prime Minister, you know, I could see if someone told me this, but to hear the Prime Minister in a recording that I have says, hey, I'm going to be there for Grand Bahama. I'm going to be the Prime Minister, Darren, that's going to deal with business issues. I'm going to be the Prime Minister that says, I listen to your concerns. And the fact that we could not get a response from the Prime Minister from September 9th, 2021, is enough concern for me. And I've sent many messages, not just me, but many business owners right here in Grand Bahama, and got no response. Some said, I'm mad that the Prime Minister didn't show up to a meeting that he organized and I was supposed to show up to. Okay? No, I'm not mad about it. I'm disappointed in the fact that the Prime, and you know, to hear the PLP chose them, make their comments. Listen, that you guys are not helping your party. You're not helping. And you guys are behaving as if they are not interested in re-election. That's their behavior. The hell with what Darren say. But you have to understand, Darren has a voice. And whether you believe it or not, there are some people that will listen to what I say and would believe what I say. Because I've been the same Darren under the FNM, keeping their feet to the fire. I'm the same Darren now, keeping the PLP feet to the fire. The FNM was saying I was doing this to get a nomination for the PLP in Central. Well, I never got a nomination because I never applied for a damn nomination under the PLP. And now the PLP is saying I am working with Michael Sindat to get the nomination for Central. Well, listen to me, man. I'm not interested in politics at this juncture of my life. And if the time comes that the Lord says go, I can go. But right now, my mind's not there. It's about a better Grand Bahama for me. Because Grand Bahama contributes to the national, to the treasury of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Whether they want to believe it or not, significantly, we contribute in many taxes, in immigration, in landing fees, export, import, duties. And we also pay process on bonded goods. So we pay our fair share. So don't make us feel as if we're not a part of the Commonwealth and treat us as if we don't vote. We have a term and we have voters' card and we have a vote. And don't let, see, the PLP naughty is of this view that they win by the majority. You win by the majority of voters. But the truth be told, if all of the voters come out, then you will determine really the views of the people. And then you can know what you can do. You can listen when it's too late. You can listen when you now sit in opposition rather than in government. Because you have failed to listen. Rather than Fred Mitchell attacking the business owners, man up and come to Grand Bahama and call a meeting with us and hear our issues and address us. Don't disrespect us in a voice note and name us in a voice note and speak ill to the same Chamber of Commerce president who was spoken ill of by the same chairman. Now, all of a sudden, what? Come on, we're better than that. But election is coming, Naughty. It's not as far as it was before. Election is coming.
And let me ask you, what's the general consensus in Grand Bahama? Because I've had some Grand Bahamians reach out to me, even from the PRP side of the political divide, and say they feel that things aren't looking good for them in Grand Bahama. A lot of disgruntled citizens in Grand Bahama.
Naughty, I went to my son's softball game last Thursday. I went to the Independence Park. He was playing softball. And while I was there, and to my right, there was about 8 parents huddling, cheering for the school of their choice. And they started to talk politics. And I heard one lady said, "Me? I voted for the minister for Grand Bahama. But I can promise you again, that won't happen in the next one." Wow. Interesting. And she lives in a constituency. Before I left that ground, of course, people would walk up to me many times and they'd say, "Are you Darren Cooper, or are you making make sense?" "Yes, I am." One lady, before I was leaving the field, said to me, pulled me aside, "Know her face? I know she's from Hudson Estate." She said, "Darren," she said, "I am so disappointed in this government. I voted for them, and I'm not a party supporter. I supported the minister for Grand Bahama." This is the second person on this field last week, Thursday, making this comment. She forgot about us. She don't check for us. She's never available. She started off with weekly town, monthly town meetings, hearing the views and the concerns of her constituents, but she's too busy now in government. And so the consensus here in Grand Bahama, let me say this. Grand Bahama in the last administration held 5 seats, FNM. They were all 5 FNM seats, Frederick McAlpine being rogue and pulling away. Well, he was always named an FNM seat. And during going into the election, he then decided to run independent. He never crossed the floor and named as an independent candidate in the House of Assembly. Never did. So he was always an FNM candidate. But Grand Bahama held 5 FNM seats, Dorian and Pandemic. The people in Grand Bahama didn't vote FNM, in my view, because they were not going to support a Hubert Minnis. They was not. And that was the consensus on the ground. I cannot support a vote for any FNM candidate if they vote for the re-election of Hubert Minnis to Prime Minister. And that was the downfall of the Free National Movement. And so my view is that if the FNM goes into a different leader than Hubert Minnis, I believe there will be a real serious race. When Hubert Minnis went, people were frustrated that they were not going to support Perry Christie. Because again, they began to drop the buck and drop the ball on the views and the opinion and the concerns of people. And that is what this government is doing. They're dropping the buck on the views, the concerns of the people. That's who you represent. And if the Prime Minister can't come to a business meeting, then you send someone to come to the business meeting to hear these concerns, to come back. The minister to date has not called a business community meeting as the minister for Grand Bahama. To date, has not voiced her opinion or her views as relates to the port and government saga, a former vice president of this corporation.
All right, we got a couple of calls, Darren. Let me grab them real quick. And we may bleed into the fire, but I'll try to wrap up both right now. But great contributions, as always. Appreciate you being here, bro. Let's get to the calls real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, good afternoon, Naughty. How you doing?
Hey, what's happening? Anton, you got to make it quick. We got 2 minutes, so get it in real quick.
I'll try to go as quickly as I can.
I'm good.
Good. You had me, I was a part of the conversation, and then you go and switch to the Hubert Minnis conversation. But interestingly, though, just one point on that, and that's what I really wanted to get to, which is the port conversation. Interestingly, the FNM still maintains 60% of the seats on Grand Bahama, and I believe it would have been 80% had it not been for the split with the votes with Bishop McAlpine. And so I'll leave that right there. And so that simply spoke to what you spoke to at the end of your contribution just now as it relates to the people not being prepared to support a minister's administration. The numbers didn't support that. But getting back to where I could find some common ground with some of the things that you expressed, let me ask you, Darren, can you tell me, you made an interesting statement stating that the Port Authority does not have the legal authority to demolish the derelict buildings. Who has that authority in your view, or can you point to where the legal authority resides, and upon what are you making that are you making that claim? Also, what I'm listening to you, as I have been listening through Naughty's show for quite some time, yourself and Sarah, and it seems to me as though the issues are being conflated, right? Because there is the issue that the government has with the port in terms of taxation that has not been adhered to, right? Then there's the issue that you're expressing, which seems to be something completely separate rather than combined with the port, which are issues relating to the business community on Grand Bahama. In my view, Darren, just listening to you, I believe that you all would be much more successful if you all singled out your concerns over and above that of the port, separating them completely away from the port, and just seeking to address the government and the port, seeing as though they are the registered and legal authorities who can perhaps bring resolve to whatever issues that you all have as a business community. Because you also, Thailand Radio Naughty, you seem to have said something that got my attention that I find pretty interesting, which is that the local commerce community, our business heads on Grand Bahama, don't represent you all and don't speak for you all. They only speak for the businesses that are registered with them.
All right, I'll let Darren try to answer that, Anton, because we got to get to the break, all right? But
all right.
Appreciate the call. Darren, you want to try to get that in as quick as you can?
Okay, first of all, on the first point you made as relates to the FNM, when you look at the seats, yes, 60%. When you look at the vote, the turnout of voters, then you'd be able to determine why I made such a comment. Okay, so the voter turnout is very poor, in particular in Grand Bahama and throughout the Bahamas. You check the figures on that. As relates to who has, the Grand Bahama Port Authority has requested a bylaw amendment where the government will give them authority to be able to remove derelict buildings and to be able to comp their funding or expense for the removal of derelict buildings. Right now, the Port Authority, the derelict buildings that have been removed, has been removed through a consultation between port and the owners. And so some of those buildings, I think two of those buildings were moved at the expense of the Port Authority, and the other buildings were moved at the expense of the owners. The Port Authority do not have the legal authority by law to remove any buildings in Grand Bahama, in the city of Freeport. They do not. And they're waiting to each. The Port Authority cannot go to an unlicensed mechanic shop and say, you got to move from here. They have to get police assistance, because police now got to do some law to do it. Their regulatory inspector don't have that permission. So the Port Authority do not have the grounds. And they've said it publicly, and it's also on the books. The last question, you said that, we have different conflicted issues. And the reality of it is, we have many issues in Grand Bahama. But the issue that we have is the fact that our government, and remember, Grand Bahama, in the city of Freeport, you need two approvals as an investor. The city, the Port Authority approval, and the government final approval. So every approval that the port give, government has to sanction that. And without the support of the government, you now have investors, or you have investments on a lag. You cannot move. We need both entities to work together the way that they worked together before. Before the actual agreement was changed, where you could have had a one-stop shop at the port, you then had to now go through foreign control and immigration approval and death approval. All that was once done at the port, now it's done to port and government.
All right.
Government gives the final.
So we see where the disconnect is. Dan, great stuff.
You
as
need
always.
Both parties. You have to have both parties to work.
Agreed. Well, we appreciate you chiming in as always, man. Good stuff. Have a great weekend, Grand Bahama. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday, all right, man? And keep on doing what you're doing, man. Great videos and great information, keeping us all informed. Good stuff. Appreciate it.
All right, Tim. See you later.
Take care, man. And listen, I hear we got to start promoting something for you, man. Next week, you need to send me that info so I can start putting it out there for you, man.
Absolutely. Soon.
All right, my brother. Be safe. We'll talk soon. Take care. All right, Mr. Producer, good stuff, man. Thanks, Darren. We'll take a quick break. 5 o'clock is right around the corner. We'll be talking sports. Pearlie will be in the building.
This is 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your cheetah sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
Nice to meet you, Jazz. Tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm an independent 27-year-old manager who wants her own home with her own rules.
Sounds good. I'll help you get there.
We see you, the go-getter. We've been keeping you in mind. Follow your goal home with a mortgage from CIBC Caribbean. And don't bother about your home insurance, as we'll help with that and more. Visit CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more info. Conditions apply.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport Convenience Stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News Sales Representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Stay informed with the Nassau Guardian, your news delivered. Are you tired of chasing down the latest news? Why not have it delivered right to your doorstep? The Nassau Guardian is now offering an unbeatable home delivery service. Special subscription rates. 3 months, just $44.80. 6 months, only $79.52. 1 year, an amazing value at $143.36. Your daily news fix all year round. Don't miss out on this opportunity to keep up with the latest in local and international news, sports, business, and entertainment today. Call us at 302-2360 or 302-2353. Our friendly staff is waiting to assist you with your subscription. The Nassau Guardian, we've got the news you need. Don't wait. Call now and let us bring the world to your door.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Make Mother's Day one to remember with a delightful Mother's Day brunch valued at $300, courtesy of Haagen-Dazs and Fun Foods Wholesale. It's simple. Just head over to Lickety Split or Super Value locations and purchase a pint of your favorite Haagen-Dazs ice cream for just $8.99. After purchasing, don't forget to write your full name and number on the back of your receipt and drop it into any entry box at the store. You're now in the running for our grand prize drawing, taking place on May 10th. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Happy Mother's Day from Haagen-Dazs. Promotion ends May 8th.
But I hear some people work, you never shine at all.
These rows of flames are
start catching a fire. Ah. Tell me where you gone, gone, gone. I've been feeling for your love so long. We can praise God in the moonlight. Baby, if you with me, better do right. And I've been gone too long. And I'm hoping that you sing my song, my song. I've been on this road for way too long. I've been hoping
that. Well, I gotcha. On the Tuesday, May 14th edition of Talking Heads. Good stuff so far, everybody texted in. And obviously, you know, Purdy will be chiming in short order. We got Purdy yet, or? We got to send a bat signal out to Purdy. You know how Purdy go? Purdy got a new air fryer now. Purdy might, Purdy got a new air fryer, yeah, so we...
I have a bad signal. Give me a few minutes.
I said we got to send you a bat signal. You know how you come back with a bad signal? What happened? Dodgers get beat it in an afternoon game. So we'll let Purdy chime right back in. We'll let him chime in. We got it?
Just give me a minute. Yeah, you, my internet freaking out.
You hitting the mute button, man. Your finger's too big. You hitting the mute button. Hitting the wrong button, Purdy. We'll let Purdy chime in, and then, you know, while he chimes in, I'm going to go ahead.
What I'm saying is my internet is, something's wrong with my internet. I'm just trying to figure out why it's dipping like this, because I'm kind of cutting in and out. Are you hearing me clearly?
No, we're hearing you clearly. Except for when you put yourself on mute. Clearly, you see, you're putting yourself on mute. That's why we can't hear you, but we can hear you. Can you hear me?
It's you, then. It's not me, if you're hearing me clearly.
Can't suggest Q-tips. They come in a 50-pack, 100-pack. All right, we're going to get into today in sports history. I can hear you fine, Purdy. You know, Mr. Producer's going to work on a little bit to help you out if needs be. How we sound now? Can you hear me now? Or did we lose Purdy completely?
It's really not good. I mean, I'm you're cutting in and out a whole lot, right? I don't know if it's you guys.
No, you're not cutting. We'll get it organized. While you all work on that, I'm going to work on today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. And on this day, May 14th, 1874, McGill University and Harvard met at Cambridge, Massachusetts for the first college football game to charge admission. 1904 in St. Louis, the Olympic Games were held. It was the first time for the games to be played in the U.S. 1913, Walter Johnson of the Washington Senators ended 6 innings. 1918, Stan Kovaleski of the Cleveland Indians set a club record when he pitched 19 innings. 1918, Sunday baseball games were made legal in Washington, D.C. 1920, Walter Johnson of the Washington Senators won his 300th game against Detroit. 1967, Mickey Mantle of the Yankees hit his 500th career home run. 1972, Willie Mays hit a home run in his first game as a New York Met. 1983, Rosa Mota set a female world record when she ran the 20K in 1 hour, 6 minutes, and 55 seconds. 1986, Reggie Jackson hit his 537th career home run. He passed Mickey Mantle to move into sixth place on the all-time list. 1989, Kirby Puckett hit his sixth consecutive double in 1989, 6 at-bats and had a double in each one. 1995, Eddie Murray hit his 463rd career home run to tie for 18th on the all-time list. 1997, the Baseball Executive Council suspended New York Yankees owner George Steinbrenner. And in 2002, it was announced that Ken Hitchcock had signed a 4-year contract to be the head coach of the Philadelphia Flyers. Sports quote of the day, the minute you start talking about what you're going to do, if you lose, you have lost. George Schultz. All right. So there you go. That's a wrap on today in sports history, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnnies. Let me get to the text lines. Naughty, the GOAT is playing tonight. No, I don't mean Jordan. I mean Caitlin Clark. You know, oh, God. I hope you got your Caitlin Clark rookie card, Texter. I hope you got your Caitlin Clark rookie card, okay? Because it sounds like you're a bronsexual, and now you find somebody else to jump onto. And if I had to choose between Caitlin and LeBron, I'd probably choose Caitlin because she got more of a backbone than him anyway. So, yeah, and she probably flops less, too. But nonetheless, you can't just sit there and talk about you watching Caitlyn tonight. Not as long as Pearly is in the, on this show. Pearly, who does he need to turn his eyes toward tonight, really? And I'm sure Pearly will chime in and let everybody know. It's Miss Angel Reese. Angel Reese. That's Pearly's choice to watch tonight. She probably going to watch that game, then he's going to watch the game in replay.
Angel not playing tonight. Angel not playing tonight. She's tomorrow.
Oh, so you're going to watch the game twice tomorrow, the regular game and then the replay, correct?
Probably so. Probably so.
No denial whatsoever.
No. Angel's my girl. That's my girl. Everybody knows that.
Well, listen, man, speaking of WNBA, though, you know, I got to go with Ionescu in the WNBA. She's a disciple of the Mamba. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's no problem.
And just for the old school element of it, Diana Taurasi, because she says she's coming to lay the smack down on all of these gats. Welcome to the league. Huh?
But, I one of the good things is the WNBA is really growing in popularity. You know, they used to have the travel. They used to have the travel, like, on JetBlue or American or Delta. Now they have their own private charters. So they're improving the security for the women, the ticket sales. Now, credit where credit due. Indiana Fever ticket sales went out over the top when Caitlin signed. But so did Chicago ticket sales when Angel Reese signed. So let's get that right.
Now, speaking of Indiana, I got a little tidbit for you today. And it only spawns off of the fact that Caitlin plays for Indiana, right? But I'm scrolling through today. I see a real pop-up. And it says, Mr. Producer, we got a call. Check that for me, please. And it says, Larry Bird's grandson, keeping it in the family. Pearly?
Doing what?
The dirt basketball can only be 14, maybe 15. Hair like Bird when he first come in the league. Remember the ragtop floppy hair hanging down everywhere?
Yeah.
Dribbles it up the court, the right baseline, wraps it around his back. The dude hit the ball, he wraps it back around, controls the dribble, and lets off a bird-like three-pointer. The ball was so high, it almost hit the rafters in the gym.
Oh, but a lot of arc. Okay.
And you know from when it left his hand, as sure as his grandpa was named Larry Bird, you know what happened, right?
Whoosh.
Nothing but net. Ain't hit the rim, ain't hit nothing. And I'm like, buddy, you got it in the genes. We're going to hear about this kid in the future, Pearly.
Okay. Bird.
Yes, man. Bird. If I got to find the last name. But if his grandpa has anything to do with him, especially after seeing that reel, kiddo, you're going to learn some things to the game that's going to put you right through the roof.
Is he from French Lick as well?
He's from Indiana. I don't know if he's from French Lick, but he's from Indiana. So, obviously, it's in the blood.
All right, that's wonderful. I mean, I hated Larry Bird, but respected him.
Yeah, me too. Oh, see, that's the man. Listen here, man. I couldn't stand Bird when he played. I think I hated Bird like how I hated LeBron in today's game. But boy, when Bird left, I missed him. I respected him instantly. I missed him so much as soon as he stepped down.
You see how LeBron changed the talk on ESPN this morning, going to the Chicago, the Cleveland game yesterday. And
No, I missed it. What did he say?
No, he came there and he got the VIP treatment, had a bottle of wine under his chair. You know, when they call his name, they go, oh, LeBron James, this big old hell of a run. He's trying to speculate now. Is he going back to Cleveland? And I'm like, I'll buy the plane ticket.
I will take him on a piggyback. I'll carry him on my back. I will walk from L.A. to Cleveland with LeBron on my back. I swear to God.
I told my son, I'll buy the plane ticket. And if I call Naughty, I know Naughty can pay for half of the ticket.
I can pay for the whole of the ticket. I can pay for two tickets, one for each side. You can sit in the middle and me and you can be each side and I can get off him the whole flight.
One way, no round trip.
No round trip. And he can get the most hashtag see what anyway.
Behave. Let's move on.
Naughty, I thought your girl was Cardoso, man. Listen, my girl in the NBA has always been Ionescu because she's a Mamba disciple. But I do like what's going on with the Sky. You got Angel Reese and you got Cardoso, and I think Cardoso's an awesome player. I'm a fan of Cardoso.
Out she's out for about 6 weeks.
She's injured, but when them two get to playing, and they get some chemistry going, that I'm telling you that team, that Sky team is going to be decent. That Chicago team is going to be good.
Yeah, they're going to be really. They can be decent. You know, I don't want people to get any idea that because of Caitlin. That only gonna open up the game for Boston to be smart to be a bigger scorer. That's all that is.
That's it. Let's get to the phone lines real quick, Pearly. Talking heads. Talking Heads.
What's the naughty?
Hey, what's going on, Skilla?
Everything good. What's it, boy?
Skillabo, what's happening?
I ain't see you for a little while, man.
Man, he was in Minnesota, man. He's traveling.
Been on a little mission. Been on a mission.
Oh, okay. Yeah, naughty. I ain't like how you treat me yesterday, though.
How I treat you yesterday?
What's your name was on, and I, the minute I reached the go thing, I'm I on the phone waiting on you, and you waiting tell the thing. Cut me.
No, man, but hold on. Who was on yesterday? It was only me solo yesterday. MJ wasn't on yesterday.
Huh?
It was hold only on. Me solo I'm, yesterday.
Tingham wasn't on with you yesterday.
Who?
What's she name?
MJ? No, Mary yeah. Jane wasn't on with me yesterday. Mary Jane would be on.
She was on with you Friday.
Friday, yeah.
Right, yeah, that was Friday.
That wasn't me, though.
Who that was?
And that's the producer. You gotta blame him. You can't blame me for that, Skilla.
I mean, he had me on, you know.
Throw the producer under the bus.
He's a dolphin. He's used to that.
But you think of it.
Huh? But if I didn't get to you, Skilla, my apologies, man. Time might have got the best of me, man.
It was like almost, it had been like about 2 minutes left.
Oh, yeah.
2 minutes left.
All right, so that might have been me. My bad.
I walk in, I hear her talking. And I say, okay, let me just chime in for 1 minute.
But what you got, man? She'll be on tomorrow, so be sure to chime in. But yeah, what you got for us today?
No, I mean, I really got nothing concerning no basketball today. I was, you know, one fella named Omar, fairly usual name, Omar Tingham, he's a beat writer for the Dolphins.
No, I don't follow none of the Dolphins.
He's come on QA.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about. I can't remember his last name, but I know you're talking about.
I can't remember his last name either. Well, I was listening to him today. Yeah, giving some input concerning how the Dolphins looking.
Uh-huh.
You hear about, he said we have two wide receivers, what tool will be able to use in the red zone. I mean, in the goal.
In the goal line.
Yeah. Huh?
So we picked up Beckham.
I know they say Odell Beckham, but they say two other fellas too.
Two young kids, both of the same last name.
They say, and the two of them is big set, they get hyped.
They get hyped, so and then Jomo Smith.
They'll be good target for Tula in the end zone.
Yeah, and then Jomo Smith that we got from Atlanta, who wasn't properly utilized in Atlanta, you're going to see.
Tell me, that's the tight end?
Jonu Smith is a tight end. He'll be valued.
They talk about him, too.
He wasn't valued in Atlanta, but you're going to see that. You're going to think he's an all-pro when he comes to Miami because he's going to be utilized a lot
more. That's what they were saying. Yeah, but y'all can get the thing for tomorrow, right? Right, Naughty?
What do we got for tomorrow?
The schedule.
Yeah, we'll have that on tomorrow.
Yeah,
we'll break it down.
Yeah. Tomorrow.
We'll talk about it tomorrow. You know, we'll talk about what's coming up with tomorrow. We'll talk about what games and all that. We'll break down a couple of games once we see the schedule. Like, I'll look at it later.
Now, Billy.
Hey.
You got the game with Caitlin Clark tonight.
I go watch a little bit of it and see what's going on.
I don't understand how they doing this playoff thing. I'm dying. You know? You watched the game with Boston them last night?
Yeah.
What you think of it again?
I think Boston is playing down to its talent. And I think you'll see Boston playing better as the talent gets better. You're not going to see what Boston's all about till the NBA Finals.
No, but you think because them fellas hurt to Boston really doing that?
No, Boston is a better team. Boston got a really good team, you know. They got a really good team. They just have been playing down to the talent.
But Cleveland get a good team, do you know?
Yeah, but not as good as Boston.
I just think because they hurt.
No, that ain't nothing to do with it.
I thought they
should have beat them worse. They should have really beat them worse last night.
I think plenty of people can be stunned. I like the series with OKC and Dallas.
I can't pronounce his name right now.
Oh, Luca?
He keeps holding. From Dallas. He keeps holding his knee. He keeps rubbing his leg. He's not 100%.
You talking about Luca?
Luca, yeah. He's not 100%. He's not
100%. That ain't no excuse. That they win,
I'm not making an excuse. Let me know what I'm saying. If you look at his scoring, he's gone from 29 points a game down to 22 and down to 19, 18 points. It's telling on him.
Really?
He's saying that he's being triple teamed, but I think it's more than that.
Them playing defense on him, man. That ain't got nothing to do with no injury.
All right.
He had the injury for me. He was playing with Tingham. That for me, he's playing in the first round. That injury ain't just come around.
He could be catching up with him now, though. He could be catching up with him now.
Really, like I say, everybody have an injury. The next have an injury. Cleveland have an injury. All them have an injury. Look at the teams where they ain't got no injury.
But injuries are part of the game, so that's you got to play through them.
You got to play. That's what they're trying to do, play through the injury. But I'm saying that can be an interesting game. That's the same series there. I strongly believe.
Yeah, it's going to turn to be real interesting.
Huh?
I think some good basketball is left to be played.
Naughty, let me ask you something.
Uh-huh.
Now, I listen to one sports talk show, this fella, this analyst, or whoever he is, can jump up and say, Luca, I want you to listen to me. Good what he say.
What's the analyst's name?
Luca, huh?
What's the analyst's name?
He name, he's come on with your boy. He's come on with your boy. What he name?
Who, Colin Cowherd?
Colin Cowherd, right.
Who you mean, Nick Wright?
Right, Nick Wright. Hey, listen to what he can say. He can say Luca is the fifth best player in the NBA today.
Hold on. Let's go down less. I mean, you know, LeBron sexual is going to cry and say LeBron.
Huh?
You know the LeBron sexual is going to cry for LeBron, so you might want to throw LeBron there.
He say LeBron is one.
All right. All right. Who else?
Joker.
Yes. Yeah, Joker.
Batman.
Embiid.
No.
Right?
No, I know about Embiid. He injured a lot.
No, but that's what he said.
Edwards.
I tell you the five.
Who else he say?
Danny. No. It wasn't. Sorry about that. It wasn't Embiid. It was... what the boy name from Tingham?
Which team?
It's Luca. He said Luca's one, Luca's five. But it was Joker, LeBron.
Who, Anthony Edwards?
Anthony Edwards, right.
Uh-huh.
Edwards,
and who else?
The kid from Oklahoma.
Right.
Shai-Glorious Alexander. Listen, I agree with Nick Wright, and I would switch LeBron with Luka and put LeBron 5 and Luka above LeBron. He's all behind.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. I could put 5 fellas there, Naughty. Well, right now, I could put 5 fellas. Luka wouldn't be in that. And who else I think?
Boy, now listen, you done run on this big Luka Doncic fan, all right? He don't like LeBron either. He just sent me his list. Now, I don't know how he put Jalen Brunson number 1 on this list,
okay? I'm going to show you what it is.
And then Nikolai Jokic number 2.
I'm going to show you what my list will be.
Anthony Edwards, Minnesota number 3. Luka Dallas number 4. And Shai-Gilgeous Alexander number 5. My list might be a little different, but anyway, go ahead.
That's what my list will be. The fella from Oklahoma. Right?
Uh-huh.
I got there. Then Jalen Brunson.
Okay, right? What else?
Then Anthony Edwards.
Okay. Right? Uh-huh.
Then what do you name? The boy from Cleveland. Spider. No Spider, right?
Yeah. Boy, I don't know about that.
What?
I don't know about Spider in Cleveland being there.
Hold on.
Mitchell? Donovan Mitchell? No, man.
Yeah.
He in the top 10, but he in the top 5.
You know,
there's a glaring omission on this list because he's injured. But allow me to give you my rundown. Clearly replacing Jalen Brunson, Ja Morant. Thank you very much, Burley. I leave Nikolai Jokic right there. I leave Anthony Edwards right there. I leave Luka and Shai-Gilgeous Alexander right there as the top 5. And LeBron can start the top 10 at number 6 because, as you can see, he's in decline.
Can't be in decline when he's leading in but 3 categories.
Where are they right now, though, brother? Where are they right now? Where are they right now doing what me and you doing? Sitting on a bungee, right? That's exactly what he's doing.
And what he named sitting
on. He was in the front row of the game.
I'm talking about LeBron. I'm talking about who you like to put your pom-poms on for and cheerlead for.
Listen.
Because remember, like I told you, he was going to be out in the first round, right? 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 Skillet? Remember I told you that, right?
Listen.
Remember you heard me say that, right?
Listen. Yeah, you said that.
Okay, thanks. That's what I wanted. Now go ahead.
You said that he is out. Think about who? John Moran.
John Moran is out because he was injured, brother.
No, I talking about the team.
Injured, brother. You think John played a healthy season for that team, minus the suspension? They don't make the playoffs? Come on, bro.
I say they didn't make playoffs.
And I said why? Because Ja was out the whole season.
Last year they didn't make playoffs.
Yes, they did. They lost to the Lakers in the second round. What are you talking about?
Oh, yeah. But other than
you got to get up early in the morning again, Miss Giller. Come on now.
Yeah, but other than that, I only go on with them because I look at that. I want you to look at all of them what I pick. All of them is, well, two-way players, two-way guards. And they doing a lot of damage.
I think Kyrie Irving should be on that list, to tell you the truth.
The team, that's why I give that to them.
I think Kyrie need to be on that list, too.
Kyrie ain't carrying any team, man. Luka carrying that team.
What are you talking about, bro?
No, but you drinking it.
Hold on.
Boy, Skiller, whatever you drinking today, boy, that's some good stuff.
Wait.
Get me a pretty two cup of that.
You saying Kyrie carrying that team?
Kyrie's now, bro.
Okay.
Yeah, to the playoffs, Luka. I just said Luka scoring, dropping every game.
Hold
I just said he going from 29 to 22, not 18.
Hold on, wait. Curly, how much points Tyree had last night?
He had a bad game last night. No, I know both of them had bad games last night.
Bad game. I asked how much points he had.
I can't remember how much he had last
night. He had less than
Luka. Let me find out.
Luka, let me tell you something. Tyree have... He's have a good game, but Luka is carried. When you see Luka scoring, they winning. Anytime he score with 25, so to say, the majority of the time they win. Luka carrying that team, Tyree ain't carrying that team.
All right, Skiller, that's up for debate right there. But we gotta get to the we gotta get for another call, man. What you got for us before you get out of here?
Well, I go. I can tune into y'all because y'all ain't talking no Dolphins football yet.
No, a couple more weeks, man. Let's do a Getty $50 million contract and then go from there.
Be more interesting than the championship start.
Yeah, man. I know you can keep your eye on the basketball, but I know football is your thing.
Yeah, I would like to see them fellas go because you know why? That's a young team, you know, don't.
Yeah.
OKC.
Very young team, very talented young team,
like
too.
And I believe they can go far, though. I believe they can go far. But the way they play, yeah.
And they play well as a team together, too. They're a good unit, you know. They stick together. Uh-huh. They ride the ups and downs, the ebbs and flows of the game well. All right, Skiller, good stuff, man. We'll talk to you tomorrow, my brother. Be safe, okay.
Likewise, bro.
All right, bro, let's get to the other call. Talking Heads.
Yeah.
Talking Heads. Talking Heads.
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, bro?
You know the Celtics is on a mission now.
Oh God, I knew I was gonna have to hear.
Lord.
Baltimore went in too. Jesus God. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, I'm talking about the top five players. I don't think.
I'm surprised we didn't mention your boy Tatum. Tatum and Jalen Brown should be in that conversation too.
Yeah, you could mention one of them. I think Tatum is, he's pretty good. Can't talk about no LeBron in that. Man. if you could put LeBron, you might as well put Davis.
Tatum sometimes it just goes small on me. So he just goes small sometimes.
When he comes down to the mini greedy, he's full up a little bit for Truna. I watch that, you know. But you might as well call Anthony Davis in that too. Sometimes he's half kid late.
Anthony Davis sometimes too. Anthony Davis is not consistent for me. Pissed me off too. If Anthony Davis played like how he played in the last half of the season, every day, I'd be saying that. But he ain't giving it to me every night.
Come on, I think LeBron.
Even though he stayed healthy this year, even though he stayed relatively healthy.
Yeah, look.
I thought that boy was gonna get the MVP this year.
Shai Gilgeous Alexander?
No, Luka.
No, man, he couldn't be Alexander.
Huh? He couldn't be another Alexander. Okay.
All right.
Like I say, it could be interesting.
It could be interesting, though.
I think they can try to, you know, they go, Boston got a ghetto, but Indiana, you remember I telling y'all, y'all keep talking about the Knicks? I don't think the Knicks got enough.
No, I think the Knicks gone because of injuries. I think that's the problem with them.
Yeah, if the Knicks had stayed healthy, they'd been fine. Watch them next year. Watch the New York Knicks.
Well, that boy always get injured. The Santa guy, he only played, you know, he's
yeah, Randall's get hurt all the time.
No, that what he named? Robinson?
Yeah, Robinson, Mitchell Robinson, and Julius Randle. The two of them get hurt.
Yeah, he get hurt. And then after that, and Tingham got to carry the whole load on his back. And then what he named get hurt, the old Toronto boy who came there to New York.
Yeah.
He get hurt. Yeah. So that's a, you know.
All right.
Indiana running up and down, and they coming and hocking on people and playing crazy. But if we hook up with them, they get beat. We ain't worried about that.
Plays out,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah.
All right, there, Pearly. We got to get to the break, Pearly, and we got to, you know, get in these picks real quick, man. Good stuff, Carter. So, Pearly, who you like in the NBA tonight? Two big games. Knicks minus one over the Pacers. I like the Pacers to win that game tonight, man.
Oh, boy. Let me think. You know what? They're in the Gardens. I think the Knicks can rise to the occasion tonight because of the fans alone. They can fire them up. I'm not saying the Knicks come in this series, but I think they come in tonight.
All right, we got the Timberwolves on the road against the Nuggets. I like them. I like the Timberwolves with a 4.5 tonight. I like them coming back tonight.
I like the Timberwolves coming back tonight too. And I think if the Timberwolves win this game tonight, they win the series. Whoever wins tonight,
is going to win the series. I agree with you, man. All right, pretty good stuff. You're in on.
And lastly, my Dodgers can beat the stinking lousy San Francisco Giants again tonight.
Okay, good. I know that, too. That's why I'm taking them in the parlay.
Okay, good stuff.
All right, we'll talk tomorrow, Pearly. You're in on Thursday as well, too. So good stuff. And we'll chop it up again tomorrow, man, all right? And everybody who chimed in, Thomas, if you can be good at it. And we'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads.
Ciao, ciao.
Colin Cowherd and Nick Wright taking us home.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Maybe it's time to explore your options. There's no harm in reviewing your mortgage arrangement and considering a better deal. CIBC Caribbean can help you narrow your search and decide. Switch your mortgage to CIBC Caribbean and enjoy a special interest rate and CIBCFCIB.com/inspired home for more information. Conditions apply.
Is it a burger?
No. Is it pizza?
Come on, man, it's KFC. Whatever the crunch this is, it's delicious. New, the Kentucky Cheetah Sandwich. Crispy chicken topped with marinara sauce, mozzarella, and pepperoni. Order your Cheetah Sandwich now at KFCNassau.com or at your favorite KFC restaurant today. It's new and it's radical. KFC, it's finger-licking good.
What boss man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No. About how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you talking fool.
I can't afford to pay that. And it ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony through the pandemic. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIPRateIncrease.com.
Play with Island Games. We making dreams come true. Play
Daddy Ray's Island Cakes.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them mother jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Kentau City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
They say it's thunder, and it's rain for all.
Did not get it here. My Aaron Rodgers' conspiracy theories. I started the show an hour ago saying the NFL does nothing by coincidence. Everything strategic. Uh-huh. Christmas Day, take the oxygen out of the NBA. Free agent period, they extend it, hurt March Madness. This is what the college football, they're going to do games during the playoff. Nothing is random. Nothing is coincidence. They go to the Jets and Aaron Rodgers, who's become controversial. The NFL doesn't like controversy. They had it with Kaepernick, ratings briefly went down. Aaron increasingly is controversial. The single toughest game on their schedule, San Francisco opener facing an offensive coach to open the season, Andy Reid, McVay, and Shanahan, nightmare. Three new offensive linemen, veterans, what's the one group in the league that is hardest to build chemistry? Offensive line. Uh-huh. Aaron off an Achilles surgery against that pass rush. I think the NFL said, you know what? We got other stars. Caleb Williams, we'll give him Aaron, go to San Francisco. Am I nuts?
Yes, you are. So let me tell you why I disagree. So I agree that they don't do anything, you know, accidentally. Everything has forethought. It would appear from what we have seen from the schedule early, the Chiefs getting the Ravens and the Bengals immediately. Aaron Rodgers, toughest game and one of the most marquee games. Aaron going back to Northern California being immediately. That the NFL, I think maybe smartly, is saying some of these games are only marquee games because of the quarterbacks playing. So we want to front load those games because if Joe Burrow gets hurt at some point, then Chiefs-Bengals loses all of its appeal. Last year they saved it to week 16, Burrow's out. How many games did the Jets have on national TV that people then didn't care about because Aaron was out? I think maybe what you're going to see on this year's schedule is teams, you're going to see a lot of their bigger games early, with the belief being later in the season, the people will tune in because of playoff implications, because of storylines. Early in the season, let's make sure that these marquee quarterback matchups have the best chance of having healthy quarterbacks. That's how I'm reading it. Maybe, you know, you're correct, but I think the NFL would love Aaron to be relevant and good since the New York Giants are in a gap year. Can I, by the way, speaking of New York football, can I give you not a conspiracy theory, but a long-term prediction that I haven't shared, I don't think, anywhere.
Okay.
But you brought up the Jets, which made me think of the Giants. So I think it's really on the board. Daniel Jeremiah alluded to this, that Drew Locke ends up starting more games this year than Daniel Jones, that the Giants are clearly in a transition period this season.
Yeah.
I think it is on the board that Dak Prescott and Bill Belichick are a package deal next season to the New York Giants. That Bill gets to come. They get to steal away the Cowboys quarterback, answer that problem, and Bill, instead of, because everywhere that Bill could go, it's like, well, it's the job's open probably because they don't have a quarterback. He already went through that. I think Bill and Dak could go, and you could remake an entire organization, head coach and quarterback, a year from now with Dak Prescott, the free agent, and Bill Belichick, the head coach. And I think the New York Giants are a very viable possibility there. So just put that out there. Not really a conspiracy theory, just a long-term prediction.
So the Giants, once again, will pay a quarterback significantly more than what he's worth, and they think that's the answer to success.
That is true. Well, that is true. I'll tell you what's not the answer to success. Drew Lock. I can tell you, I mean, remember John Schneider?
Yeah.
When they sign him, they're like, oh, he wanted to go somewhere he could compete for a starting job. Daniel Jones, not the answer. Drew Lock's not the answer. Dak would be the best quarterback they've had there since Eli was good a decade ago.
I'm going to throw this out. So generally,
sure,
Nick, there's about 10 superstars in the NBA. Stars, superstar guys. Maybe more, but I'm talking about the real stars. And I generally like all of them except one. I pushed him. I said, I don't get it. Take the dunks out. What do I have? I push back on Melo, a low-efficiency jump shooter. I'm not sure he's in great shape, doesn't play well with others. I push back on Derrick Rose, hyper-athletic, can't shoot, scoring at the rim, unsustainable. I push back a little bit on Westbrook, although he was fun to watch, and I often said I'd pay to watch Westbrook play, but I didn't think he was a title guy. And so those are the ones that I top of my head that I push back on. I'm getting closer to that with Luka. Who, unlike Jokic or Steph, when they don't have the ball, Jokic and Steph are incredibly valuable to teammates. Luka disappears on the TV screen. He's disengaged. It's very much, hey, if you get me a shot or I get a shot, I won't even work hard for the corner three. 92 of his 96 threes, he won't go to the corner. He don't want to put the work in. He literally is hard to find on the TV screen if he doesn't have the ball. And I don't know how you take that indifference, that selfishness, and tweak it. I can tweak your shot, your low post game. I can't. He's a selfish player who doesn't work without the ball. If he doesn't have it, good luck, guys. I didn't say it was there yet, but I'm getting closer to him being in that club.
I think that's crazy. I also think talking about how Luka operates in a basketball game when he doesn't have the ball is like talking about how Cowherd operates on this show when he doesn't have the microphone. Like, who cares? He's always going to have it. Like, yeah, he's not working on the corner three because the ball's always in his hands. So a few Luka Doncic facts just for the record. Luka has never had home court advantage in a playoff series, has been the underdog in every playoff series he's ever played in. His first two playoff series of his career, he went up against Kawhi and or Paul George on every single possession, essentially. They were healthy in both those series. Despite that, he averaged 33 points per game. And now this year, he was a couple made free throws away from being up 3-1 en route to his second conference finals in the last 3 years. I still think the Mavs are going to win this series. Luka, I think, is having by far, not I think, I know,
bad,
his roughest postseason to date. Yeah. There is no denying that. And I think yesterday was a crushing loss because they could have, they were leading that game wire to wire despite Luka having 18 and Kyrie not breaking double figures, commanding lead in that series. Luka's not a perfect player. And I don't mind the yelling at the refs. I don't love the whining at the refs. And when he's playing well, he's yelling. When he's not, it's more whining. And I think it kind of pulls him down a bit. But there is no world that exists where he's not one of the five best players in the league. He has committed himself more on the defensive end than he had in the past. Mm-hmm. And I think right now he's in a bit of a slump. He is a great, great player who, by the way, very well might end up in the NBA Finals this year. And so I think you're selling him short a bit.
All right. So this is one of Nick's things that he does. It's probably my favorite thing he does. It's called Club Superstar. He revealed it yesterday. So Nick, it should be noted that all of us sort of lean into who we are. And Nick went to clubs, probably still does. Beautiful wife. He goes to clubs. Yeah. He'll smoke cigarettes and do club things. And I don't. I go to workout clubs, do sit-ups. You're more of a club guy. I call Nick occasionally. True. What are you doing? I'm driving home from playing poker all night. So that you were different people.
Yeah, that's right. Listen, we don't have to get into our personal lives. I'm sorry, Colin, when I'm off the clock, I might enjoy myself a bit. I met my wife when she was promoting a club. It is a bond between us.
All right.
So yeah, we still go out occasionally. Also, as you know, even at your silly workout clubs you claim to go, just probably not even a workout club, probably like a squash club. It's you and some CFO with some hedge fund, you know what I mean, playing paddle or something. But doesn't matter. They are one in, one out. Yeah. You need a line out the door so all people right. know it's popular. Right. And you can't be over capacity. So, NBA club superstar has a 12-person capacity. And so, we had to throw out Damian Lillard, Devin Booker, and Jimmy Butler to make room for the three newest superstars, SGA, Anthony Edwards, and the most controversial inclusion, Jalen Brunson. Waiting in line to get in are Kyrie, Donovan, Maxey, Jamal Murray, and Wimby. And then the nine guys who were in last year who stayed in are Tatum, Luka, Durant, Embiid, Joker, Giannis, LeBron, AD, and Steph.